This is not one of the tetramers I previously referred to as a logical tetramer, by which I meant a tetramer containing exactly one each of the four distinct subunit types found in the histone octamer, namely H3, H4, H2A, and H2B. This tetramer contains only H3 and H4, two instances of each. I referred to this previously as a thermodynamic tetramer, by which I meant a tetramer which forms spontaneously in vitro because of the favorable delta G. I would like also to remind you of that inverted V shape made by the two H3 subunits, the white H3A and the yellow H3E. We'll be referring to that V shape in some of the subsequent slides, and I'd just like you to keep it in mind. Like the monomer and the dimer we just looked at, the H3-H4 tetramer has a twofold axis of symmetry. Before getting into the energetics of formation of this structure, let's look at this symmetry. In order to appreciate it, please take careful note of the relative positions of the four monomer subunits, which, in this flat two-dimensional view, seem to be stacked up like a small stack of playing cards, although the reality, as we shall see in a moment, is a bit more complex. On the right side of the slide, the long central helix of the red H4B is clearly sitting on top of the white H3A. In the middle of the slide, the C-terminal end of the white H3A is lying on top of the yellow C-terminal end of H3E. And on the left side of the slide, the long central helix of the yellow H3E is sitting on top of the brown H4F. So, from the viewing perspective at least, the tetramer seems to be rising up in a direction normal to the computer screen, that is, toward your eyes, as you go left to right, moving from subunit to subunit. Now let's rotate it about its twofold axis.